This is CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. This hour, the show is brought to you by New England College as well as Fox Ace Hardware. And this segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Ship by checking out ParadigmPH.com.
So we're so excited that the ski mountains are open up across the state of New Hampshire. And here on the show today, we head to Waterville Valley. It's a Sunday. It was windy. It was snowy. And it was awesome to be up at Waterville Valley today as we're joined by Tim Smith and Stacy Sullivan here at Waterville Valley. And obviously things are a little bit different this year, as everything is in the COVID-19 environment, i.e. we are wearing masks doing this interview. So Tim, tell us a little bit about what people should expect when they come to the mountain.
So yeah, things have changed a little bit here at the mountain. I mean, the aspect of skiing and coming down the mountain is just as thrilling as it's ever been, and that still hasn't changed. But, you know, everything from the arrival experience to the way we eat and have lunch and things like that are slightly different. We are wearing masks in the lift lines and up the lift and on your way off the lift. However, when you ski down the run, it's just like normal. So, but when you pull up into the parking lots, you'll see. We ask for you to boot up in your car and make your car your base lodge to make sure that you can stay warm and all of that. So prep yourself with your car. Buy that new ski rack you've always wanted. This is the year to do that. When you come up to the lodge, there's a capacity monitoring system that runs off of our RFID system that will tell us how many people we have in the lodge. And as we fill up with capacity, we'll actually notify you at the front door through our monitoring system. And also at waterville.com/capacity, you can see it throughout the day. So you can check on which lodges are at capacity and which lodges are approaching capacity and which lodges are green and wide open. And you can go warm up and have your hot chocolate. And those are the major changes. But other than that, I mean, we're just waiting on Mother Nature. Thank goodness we got a little shot in the arm last night, got a little snow here, and it really starts to feel like winter now.
It does. It was awesome to be up there today, and Bren loves seeing, my 8-year-old loves seeing the snow on the trees, and we're both trying to traverse down through the, which ended up being some moguls, obviously, when you get that fresh powder down, and it's just a lot of fun to ski in these conditions. We're so excited to be here today for that. In terms of the on-mountain capacity, is anything going to have to change with that this year? Are you limited in terms of how many people you can have on the mountain at any given point in time? And will you be having to, not sell tickets on certain days, or are you good to go in terms of mountain capacity outside the lodge situation?
So we know our mountain capacity fairly well from prior years. We track every skier visit every day. So we're trying to spread out that demand throughout the week a little bit more. So you'll see less ski racing on peak times, and we'll move those ski races to less peak times. We'll see less other types of tickets, promo tickets, things like that, because what we'll do is we'll strategically price our tickets so when we see lower demand, the ticket price will be lower. If you buy earlier, the ticket price will be lower. Things like that. And hopefully we don't have to, by those strategic movements of demand, hopefully we won't have to limit any ticket sales. We're really hoping to be able to manage through that. However, we will definitely make sure that the resort feels comfortable to the guest, is safe, and it makes a great place for us to enjoy sliding on slippery sticks down a mountain and inanimate objects.
How about the lessons? Is there anything changing in regards to that this year? Are you not doing group lessons? Are you limiting capacity for that?
Yeah, sure. So lessons are going to be a little different. We're going to do private group lessons. So you create your own group and you can get into the group yourself. We're also doing all the private lessons as normal. We're doing the Explorers program, as those little ones need a lot of help. And they also, we can do it. They're just at that age where they can be a little bit self-serving, but not at the age where they're, totally on their own quite yet. So there's a slight change in what we're doing for lessons, but for the most part, if you want to learn how to ski or snowboard, we're going to get you out there. We're going to teach you how to do it.
And Stacy, what are we seeing in terms of the on-mountain experience right now? You were out skiing earlier today, and what are you expecting to open up as we move along here through the days and weeks leading towards Christmas?
People are, I think, just overall very happy to be back on the mountain. There's a lot of, I think, pent-up excitement after the early closure. So people are just overall very happy. The spirits are high all around. You can feel it everywhere. In terms of terrain expansions, I think Tim will can better answer that than I can right now. But
how about terrain expansions, Tim?
Yeah, no worries. So as you can see, we cranked up the snowmaking system last night. We're concentrating on high country, getting up in that high altitude where we have our high-speed T-bar. It's another what we call pod. As you open up terrain, you traditionally we'd open up one pod, keep it tight to one lift. Because demand's quite low this time of the year and not a whole lot of people are skiing until Christmas really comes around. This year, you'll see a lot of resorts are changing that technique because we want to spread people out. So we're opening more pods, and the goal this year is to open as many pods as fast as possible. So we started with our White Peaks pod. We also worked on our conveyors. We've got those two open. Now it's time to work on High Country, which is up at 4,000 feet with a high-speed T-bar that we just replaced last year. And then down low in the Meadows, which is a double chairlift. It's really designed for beginners, but we're going to put a terrain park. We already built one down there. We're going to expand that terrain park to be a medium park for our first beginning terrain park so we can spread people out and give it nice terrain diversity through the beginning of the season. And then after we go through that, then we'll start making our way down Oblivion to Valley Run so we can open up the Valley Run quad, and then we'll be heading towards Green Peak after that.
We've seen an incredible amount of expansion in terms of individuals wanting to do outdoor sports during the course of the pandemic. I mean, the biking industry has blown up. You couldn't buy a kayak or a bike throughout the course of the spring or summer pretty much. Do you think that that's going to continue with downhill skiing, and are you expecting a greater amount of skiers particularly learning to ski, or do you think they're going to be kind of cognizant of the virus and not going to want to do that? Because this is really, I mean, one of the only outdoor options that exists right now, and people are going to want to, in my view, get out of their houses here in these couple months.
Yes, definitely. People are looking for new ways to get outside, whether they've been skiing before or haven't. We've been getting a lot more questions on social media in regards to learning how to ski and snowboard. I know, just talking to our snow sports director, she's said that their phones are ringing off the hook with people looking for private lessons. You know, they want to learn new things. We also have an Out of Bounds program, which is geared towards learning how to alpine tour. And we've been getting a ton of questions about that. People are already signing up.
Yeah, what is that?
There's
a question for you.
You basically learn how to uphill ski. So you ski uphill, you slap some skins on the bottom of your ski or snowboard or split board. And it creates a traction when you're going uphill, so you're not sliding back downhill. And then you rip those skins off and you ski downhill like you normally would.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot about that. I hadn't heard it in that terminology before, but skinning is something that a lot of people are really interested in, particularly people who are very into fitness and, you know, don't want to ride the chair up. They want to walk up the mountain, and not all mountains are embracing that. Why did you guys decide to embrace it?
So the way that we're embracing it is slightly different. You know, it's difficult on a busy day to just allow skinners to go up the mountain. Obviously, someone coming down the mountain is not expecting someone coming up. So what we chose to do is I'm a skinner. I've been telling for a good portion of my life. I've climbed 14,000 foot peaks out west, Telly Downham, and I love that part of our sport. However, I realized both from a downhiller and an uphiller's perspective, it can be challenging on an open area. So what we do is we put them in groups. So the Out of Bounds group, we also have another skinning group that goes out on Sunday mornings. We put them in these safe groups that we actually help them get up to the mountain. We also do it in a very social environment. So not only do we do the uphill portion of it, but they get all sorts of fun stuff that goes with it too. They go up to the Schwindy Hut, they get hot chocolates. It's a social event. You know, one of the major aspects of skiing is that we are really social creatures and we need to have that social piece to us. And especially in the pandemic, we need to be able to communicate and have a good time together. And the uphill, being 6 feet apart by our skis and our poles and just walking up the hill, really does provide that. So we provide that on our main mountain through our programming. But then we also have a really unique area. It's called Snows Mountain. That's across valley. It's 700 vertical feet. It's untouched. It's straight across, actually right across from my house. It's perfect. You can walk right up it. You can ski it all day long as much as you want. And all you need to do is buy a Nordic ticket for that because it's off of our Nordic terrain.
I want to ask you as well about how you take the individual that is interested during the pandemic and learning how to ski and kind of keep them engaged? Because as I'm sure you know, like, that's one of the major challenges that exists in this sport, is that people, I started skiing when I was 30, coming from New York, and people my age don't really learn to ski at my age or older. So how do you maintain an environment where the people don't give up? Like, where they do come out like a couple times, yeah. They're like, because it took me like really probably about 5 years to get to where I could ski blacks, and it just kind of practicing over and over again. And it's people, you know, want to come out and they want to have what, instant success. Like, that's the society we live in. So how do you create an environment where you move people from the starting and going down the bunny hill and, oh, okay, I can kind of keep a control, to, oh, now I'm going down a blue and I'm out of control and I crash and I never want to come back again. How do you do that?
So, I mean, that is what we call a next level programming that we're trying to create here. And you can go around our mountain, you'll see signs popping up in this place or that place, giving you tips. It is a huge portion of our business, and not only just our business, but also all of society. We want people to come out here and enjoy skiing, and we want them to do it in a way where they feel cool doing it too. So we've done things like train focused learning, where you put in these berms that have a very specific action, whether it's extension or retraction, or it's turning over your edge on a bank turn, things like that. We put those into our terrain in different areas, and then we explain those through signage. But we can also do it through lessons. And I got to say, the best way, if you really want to get better at skiing, is do a consistent lesson. It's just like golf. You got to do it over and over again. You want to get that muscle memory going. And once you get that muscle memory, it just takes off. We've been working on this as an industry through train focused learning, through making progression the right way, to making the progression correct for every individual, and then explaining that progression throughout the resort. So like for us, we have a really unique resort where you can go from the conveyors in the pasture, where it's fairly isolated and you're away from everybody, and you get to really get those sticks under you for the first time and feel good about it. Lower conveyor to an upper conveyor to both conveyors, and then you ski all the way down to your first chairlift over at the Lower Meadows once again in an isolated pod, and then you can go over to the Valley Run, which is your first time on a high speed, and then you get at the big wide open run that's got a nice fall line that brings you all the way down to the bottom. Then Green Peak takes you up to your first peak experience, and you get a nice run back to the terrain of Valley Run that you're familiar with. Then you graduate to your Governor's Run, which will be your first consistent pitch on a blue, and then all the way up to White Peaks, where you can access all of the double blacks and blacks and high country, where all the racing training goes on and all of that. So it's really unique resort because it lends itself well to that progress or progression and learning skiing through that progression. And really what we strive to do is explain that to our guests, that this is really a great place to learn and progress at whatever level you are. We've got Olympic skiers out there, and we've got never evers, and we have a great resort for them all.
I think that's a really good point, because having, you know, skied pretty much everything here in New Hampshire, the kids start on Pat's Peak, but then there's not really that next level that they need in order to be ready to, you know, ski at here or Loon or Cannon. So you have to, you know, make that next step where, you know, Loon is a mountain where it goes from, you know, green to difficult pretty quickly. Even, you know, Bear Claw is difficult for a, because of its length, is difficult for a young skier. And, you know, Cannon, I love Cannon. Cannon's tough, and the weather makes it difficult up there at times as well. So in terms of a learning family type mountain, I think you make a really good point about not just that it has that progression, but that it's intentional.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that we point it out, and we're trying to get that information out as much as possible to the guests so that everyone knows, like, this is the way you can progress. And I've been skiing all my life. I started when I was 2 years old. I'm 40 years old now, so that's 38 years of skiing. I would think that I would have this thing licked. I went out yesterday and the day before. I'm planning to go out this afternoon. And every time I go out, I'm like, oh, I need a little more pinky toe there. I need a little bit more roll in my ankle. I always want to progress. And progression is really what, in my mind, the sport's about. I love it when I can go down through a rip and tree line and I'm just get to the bottom. I'm just all psyched about it. But I want to get the next tree line. Right. Like, I want to hit that next one. And it's always trying to take yourself to that next level, which really makes it feel, you know, feel accomplishment out of that. And you can only do that by skiing quite a bit, making it really your passionate sport. And we need to make that easier for everybody. People need to enjoy it. And the way that we do that is by directing them into that direction on how to get to your next level and then let them take it from there.
The final thing is just Waterville has become known for, you know, events, having, you know, whether it's alpine racing or, you know, different other aspects of, you know, the ski experience. Have you had to scale back on the type of events you're going to have this year in a pretty significant way? And has it been just a focus on how do we get from the basic start to, like, doing the things we need to do in a COVID environment?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, last year was a bummer. We shut down. We were in the process of shutting down. We shut down in the middle of the week, but the weekend before, we were actually doing the pro tour. Mm-hmm. That weekend. We had the pro tour come in. The guys were about to jump on the planes. They were all flying here, and we had to shut it all down on Friday before or Thursday before they arrived. So, yeah, it's definitely a changing world out there when it comes to events. This year, what we're going to concentrate on, because, you know, a lot of the big events aren't moving around much. We still have a couple that are, you know, trying to find homes, and we're trying to help out, and maybe something will pop. But, you know, the stuff is so in the air right now. Everything in life is a fluid situation. We're trying to help all of our partners that we partner with all these events and know that we're here for them, and we'll pull off what they need to pull off if they want to pull something off this year. But for us, what we're going to concentrate on this year is making sure that every day is an event. I think we all need that. We all need to go to a place that's familiar to us, and when we go there, we want it to feel like something's happening. So you'll see some changes here at Waterville this year. I'm not going to totally tell you what everything is, because like I said, everything's a fluid situation. But I'll tell you this, we will definitely be bringing the event scene every day here at Waterville for this season.
Well, Tim, Stacy, thanks so much for having us here. It's always great to come out to Waterville Valley and talk about the skiing. We'll stop in again a little later in the year when things are completely opened up and talk about the runs and how the season's been so far and what you've experienced. But we so much enjoy you having us here, and we enjoy supporting skiing here in the great state of New Hampshire.
Cool, man. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Cool.
Great time up at Waterville Valley. You're listening to CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. This hour is presented by New England College as well as Fox Ace Hardware. And that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical.